Good afternoon. I'm here in the studio with Rudy Isturiz, Juneau native artist, musician, and much, much more. Welcome to the show, Rudy.
Well, welcome indeed to everyone and yourself, Michelle. I have to sort of correct indeed. I'm Rudolph Michael Isturiz, Jr. My father, Rudy Isturiz, there's two of us. And just to give him note that there's more than one Rudy Isturiz in this world.
Welcome, Rudy the Younger.
That be it. Thank you.
You are the featured artist for this first Friday at the Juneau Arts and Culture Center, and congratulations on that.
Yeah, what a wonderful exercise of judgment on some people's part to pick me as a representative artist for the month of August. Pleased and indeed hope to perform in such a way that brings smiles to people.
And this is your first art show, is that right?
My first art show and exposition, I had one earlier some years back with JAG, but it was very fundamentally different in a sense that it was a light show and I was focusing on some jewelry. But in terms of focusing as a diverse show, this is my first one in terms of diversifying and really getting into trying to create some imagery for people to enjoy.
Before we talk about your exhibit, let's talk about you. Would you tell me a little about your life and how you came to be an artist?
Well, I think in some sense that everyone is an artist in some way. It'd be boiled down to creativity as to how one uses that creativity. Some could utilize it and have the ability to take care of children in a very creative process, to that of a person that knows how to walk through the woods in a very creative, good way for the heart. With myself, watching my grandmother, Bessie Visaya, a Tlingit woman who would sew for a living. Within that, there was some incredible imagery of moccasins and blankets and dolls and such. And that's where I became enchanted with the notion that fingers can talk. And I've come to realize that once the body takes over in terms of the creative process, in terms of handling tools, once the fingers start creating and talking to the mind, then things come to be. So I reached the stage of artistic expression through a long process of getting to this point. Not by choice, really, in a sense of a profession, but just simply a desire to create.
A calling. Your fingers had something to say.
And I spent some years in science where there was a lot of repetitious movement utilizing my fingers and my hands. In this sense, my fingers are talking in a very different fashion. And it allows me to delve into other forms of expressions.
Yeah, I was reading in your artist statement that you make jewelry as well as flutes, and you source your materials locally. You use like wild plants and other materials. Can you describe your process?
Well, it's in a sense that I have a number of places around here that I look for garnets. I have found a place where I have found a jade-like material called, not quite jade, excuse me, called chrysocolla, and a seam of it. And whether it's red cedar or granite, animal parts, jawbones of salmon, it allows me to partake of elements of nature and to consciously blend it with an idea I have. But oftentimes the process involves taking these varied articles and letting the subconscious mind sort of sleep on it. And so when I started to into this thought of walking into a art business with no education for the most part, self-taught, I wasn't sure as to what I would do. So with roughly $60,000 of equipment and $25,000 or so plus of raw stuff. If I wanted to work in rock, I could. If I wanted to make a Jewish star out of meteorite, I could. If I wanted to bend a piece of red cedar wood, I could. Work on maple, I could. If I wanted to make citrines and facet some stones, I could. It was basically, what do you want to be when you grow up, Daddy? Well, my partner is Chris, and one thing I say to her consistently is that I'm not making a jewelry alone. You're with me. And significant, in the course of a day when I wake up, I say, thank God, destiny, and Chris. Chrissy, my partner. If it weren't for her, in a sense of, what do you want to do? And that's where it became nearly 50 years after my birth that someone came up to me and said, what do you really want to do? To be a poor artist, hardly making any money, and you helped me in the process, and it's going to be hard on you, dear. And she really didn't realize how hard it would be. It's frustrating to not have skills or education to facilitate an objective you want fast. Mm-hmm. I told her it's going to take me us about 10 years before I get to the point of feeling comfortable, or 8 years, excuse me. And this is the 8 year.
Oh, that was a good prediction.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds as if both your spirituality and natural materials and natural beauty just imbibe your work.
Well, it's, I think artists partake of certain elements of life, whether it be symbiotic to their own heart and spirit, or to are partaking of elements of nature. You may take a few paragraphs of what you hear a raven saying, and you think on that, and you blend it with a thought of heart of someone you care for, long gone or such, and that process allows you to create imagery or poetry in a way that makes not only other people inquisitive, but makes me smile. And I like making conversation. Dare I say I like to talk? Well, I like to have my art pieces create conversations. I've seen over the years where I walk up to a lady and say, where did you get those earrings from? And she'll say, oh. And she's sitting with regal clothing on, very expensive attire, and she'll say, oh, my little five-year-old made that for me. It's just beautiful. There would be an artist at five creating something and creating conversations. I'm just following that little five-year-old kid's.
You mentioned Raven. You have connections to Raven. Do you want to talk about that?
Well, my Tlingit name, Kahie, is Cry Raven. And years ago, I think I was 7 or 8, my grandmother, Bessie Visayas, came up to me one day and said, you're going to get no name. You're going to become son of this person, and so you're going to have to take this name. That wound up being I was named after a relative, and at that point I came to know that even though you might be a young person, this name connection afforded me to a duty, if you will, to take care of these elders in terms of bringing such. So I signed my pieces either Cry Raven or simply as Cry, and rarely as Rudy Asturias.
Your show opens this first Friday at the Juneau Arts and Culture Center. The gallery opens around 4:30 and will be available to view throughout the month of August. Do you want to tell our listeners anything that they should keep in mind before they come in and look at your work?
Well, there were some months back that my partner, Chris, asked me to make her a metal well, a cubby, if you will, basically a shape of a large 48-inch long and maybe 26-inch wide body with a backing, basically a shelf, a hanging shelf. It would have cost $240 to buy, and She really wanted one made. I told her, well, I need a welder. Oh, I need welding supplies. I need another kind of welder. And ultimately, that afforded me to work toward bringing into fold repoussé and chasing with steelwork. And so much of the work that you'll see, if you come down and look at my displays, you'll be looking at some art, wall art that is copper repoussé and chasing. And keep in mind that, not to really emphasize any gifted notion of me, but I really believe that everyone has a process of creativity and may know that they can do this even without education or with skills in hand. They can learn this. And so in the process of the last 6 months, 8 months, I have created some of this art. And those who are very good at representing chasing may find the imperfections. But I think I'm pleased with my development. And I hope indeed that when people come in to see my other jewelry, rock work, lapidary work, gemology, that they also say, you know, I could do that. And so oftentimes a child will say that to Daddy, can I do that too? And someone says, no, you can't do that. Well, I'm a little older now, and even though I'm still a dad, I refrain from trying to tell my children, no, you can't do that. You can.
Thank you so much for speaking with me. Rudy Astoris show opens this first Friday at the Juno Arts and Culture Center at the Jack, featured artist for the month of August. Thanks so much for being here today.
Yeah, thank you very much. And to all, be safe and have a great day.